Our next story also features a veteran of the war in Afghanistan. Daryl Pleasance is a former dog trainer with the British Army. He now volunteers at the Old Pajeta Conservancy in Kenya. Poaching threatens many of the animals there, especially the rhinos. Their horns are believed to have medicinal properties in countries like Vietnam and China, which is why rhino horn sells for up to $30,000 a pound. But the conservancy in Kenya is fighting back with a new strategy. It's training dogs to sniff out the poachers and attack them. And Daryl Pleasance is the man who trains the pooches.
They search and they can track and they can attack. So whereas previous animals that are employed within the poaching world could just pick up an indicator on the presence of someone and then apprehend an intruder, what these dogs will do is they'll search for a carcass or associated items and actually bring the poaching anti-poaching teams in on the carcass. Then from the point of the carcass, they will then track after the intruders or the poachers, and then should they need to, can apprehend the intruder as well.
So the idea behind this is deterrence, because the animal will already be dead.
We can deploy many different dogs. What we have is we have three different types of dogs that we're actually training. We're training the triple roll dogs, which are primarily for the actual apprehending the poachers should they go after an animal or a carcass. Then we have the patrol or guard dogs, which are used for the deterrent value, is what you're speaking about, which is they'll be deployed within the conservancy or fence lines, and they're trained to pick up and indicate on the presence of an intruder or poacher. And then we also have the dedicated search dogs, which we'll deploy on roads and on various locations to search purely for the rhino horn or the elephant ivory.
Now, Daryl, are these any specific breeds that you're using?
We're using Belgian Shepherds, and the breed we're using are the Malinois. They're very agile, they're very tenacious, but they're intelligent as well. Why we're using these dogs rather than any other, the main role we're using them for is because of the fact that they are fully approachable. Very shortly after I arrived in Africa, I noticed that any dogs that were currently being deployed were basically guard dogs. Now, if they're being deployed in conservancies or wildlife parks where the general public can gain unwitting access to these dogs, we can't have a dog on the end of a lead effectively that is biting anything. So what we're doing with any of these, with this new breed of puppy that we're actually training, is they're fully approachable. So if, for instance, we're doing man work or attack work with them, we'll praise the dogs, give them love. We'll then do attack work with them, and then we'll immediately praise them afterwards as well. And so it's more of a trigger that we can switch on or off when we need to, rather than a role which the dog is set into.
So they're not, by nature, especially vicious dogs?
No, not at all. This is what we're actually trying more than anything to steer away from, because we don't want this in a dog. We want these dogs to be very maneuverable and very quick reactive, so we can throw them into the back of a vehicle or a helicopter with an anti-poaching team and know that this dog isn't going to bite anyone within the vehicle, and he'll form a bond within the whole unit. So he's actually an integral part of the unit rather than something that's just being deployed on an ad hoc basis.
It sounds like this could be a really dangerous thing for a dog. Certainly, these guys, the poachers, are carrying guns.
They are. They're coming into the conservancies with AK-47 assault rifles. And if we do actually come upon them or try to apprehend them, they will open fire every time on us. So what we're doing with the dogs is we're giving them the latest ballistic body armor, which is stab-proof, kick and punch-proof, and is also ballistic to AK-47 with plates in it. And we're also giving them the latest Fido headgear, which is a piece of camera equipment which we put on the head, which actually films as the dog's going in for the attack. It has night vision equipment and also has a GPS system on it as well. But in regards to your question, if you're asking me how does a dog avoid the dog fire, is this dangerous? Yes, it is. But when the dog's actually deployed in an attack on someone, the dog will be upon you within seconds, and it's traveling about 22 kilometers an hour. So it's moving at quite a rate. Now, unlike a bullet, it doesn't move in a straight line. It tends to weave around hedges, around trees, over bushes. So to actually get a shot off at a dog and actually hit it when it's coming at you head on is quite hard.
Daryl, is there any place where this has been tried?
No, we're the first conservancy that's actually putting everything into place in regards to a mechanized dog unit. We already have 37 trained rangers who have been trained by the British Special Forces, who are armed with G3 assault rifles. We have a helicopter at our disposal, and we now have a drone which patrols the conservancy. But we're hoping now with the 11 strong puppy unit that we've now actually employing, and just they're in 8 months of training now, that this will be the first unit in Africa that has a specialized anti-poaching dog.
Daryl Pleasance trains anti-poaching dogs at the Old Pajeta Conservancy in Kenya. We've got video of one of his training sessions. The dogs seem a little too cute for all this anti-poaching stuff until you see them run down the bad guys and chomp them. You got to see it at PRI.org.